The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
This is it, the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Friday, May 6th, 2022. Friday of the third week of Easter. In the Missal, this is liturgical year C, cycle 2. Friday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Petronax. He's sometimes called the second founder of Monte Cassino. He was born in 670 from Brescia, Italy. He joined the Benedictines. In 717, he was asked by Pope Saint Gregory to go to Monte Cassino to examine the ruins of the famed abbey. It had been badly damaged by the Lombards in 580. After visiting St. Benedict's tomb, Petronax gathered together the hermits who occupied the old abbey and began rebuilding. He ruled Monte Cassino for 3 decades, making it once more the chief Benedictine institution. St. Petronax died in 747. St. Petronax, pray for us. Let's begin this hour of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive with the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for all young people called to live life to the fullest. May they see in Mary's life the way to listen, the depth of discernment, the courage that faith generates, and the dedication to service. Ten Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Lord Jesus Christ, even though the Easter octave is over, we are still basking in the glow of the joy of the resurrection, because truly you are the light that has come into the world, and this light that has overcome the darkness of sin and death. And so we still rejoice, and we still praise you, and we still find so much encouragement in our interior struggle. We continue to praise you with the Alleluia in our mouths. Holy Mother Church continues to encourage us to praise you and to give you thanks, and especially through her liturgy. And Lord Jesus, I have to say that these days, while reading the readings in the liturgy, they seem to make so much sense, to have so much meaning than before. Somehow, the event of the resurrection continues to shed light, not only in our lives, but also in what we read in sacred scripture. It just makes too much sense. And today's readings are no exception, considering especially this short gospel taken from the Gospel of John chapter 6. And it is worthwhile reading every single verse from today's gospel. And it begins by saying that the Jews started arguing with one another, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly," and just a quick note, Lord, every time you say those words, "I tell you most solemnly," or "truly, truly, I say to you," or "amen, amen, I say to you," it's that time when I have to sort of sit up straight, take notes if necessary, because what comes after that is serious stuff. well, not that everything else is not serious, but, you know, this is particularly important. And going back to the Gospels, Lord Jesus, you say, I tell you more solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. And Jesus, I want to pause here and just like let it sink in what it means to be raised on the last day. What an incredible promise. Having recently lived through the Holy Week, the Easter Triduum, and still rejoicing in the incredible reality of your glorious bodily resurrection. And Jesus, this is what you promise. For those of us who will eat your flesh and drink your blood, and this is your desire for us. Obviously, we shall try and prepare ourselves well to receive you worthily, as St. Paul says in his first letter to the Corinthians, when he writes, whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. He goes on to say that, let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup, for anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body, eats and drinks judgment upon himself. So Jesus, help me always to examine myself before receiving you, as well as preparing well for this amazing, amazing encounter with you. And as if that was not enough, you go on to promise even more things, because you say, for my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me, and I live in him. As I, who am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is too good to be true, but it is true, and therefore it makes more sense to me when I hear the spiritual authors speaking about how the Holy Mass is heaven on earth. And in particular, when I think about Holy Communion, that special moment when I have you inside me, this is truly heaven on earth. Jesus, you also point us to the type of the Eucharist in the Old Testament when you speak about the manna. When you say, this is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate, they are dead, but anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the Gospel concludes with this detail that he taught this doctrine at Capernaum in the synagogue. Now in the Bible it is said that the fulfillment of the type is far greater than the type itself. And here we see the fulfillment of this manna from heaven, which is far greater than the manna that the people ate in the wilderness because they eventually died. But Jesus, you promise, and this is true because you say it, that whoever eats this bread will not die. Isn't that what you said when you said that you will raise him up, or you raise us up on the last day? And isn't this what is rather obvious when you say that you will live in me when I receive you in Holy Communion, and I will live in you? This is the fullness of life. To have life with a capital L living within me. And Jesus, I think that these truths that you've uttered all depend on this ultimate truth of the real presence, which ultimately is defined in that dogma of faith in the Council of Trent, when Holy Mother Church reaffirms that you are truly, really, and substantially present in the Eucharistic species. We also see how you insist on this truth in this very chapter of John, John chapter 6, because eventually everyone will abandon you, with the exception of the apostles. And so the apostles have handed down this truth to us with the testimony of their lives and their words. And as St. Thomas Aquinas says in that wonderful ancient hymn that he composed, seeing, touching, tasting, these are all deceived. Only through the hearing can it be believed. Nothing is more certain, Christ has told me so. What the truth has uttered, I believe and know. Lord Jesus, you are the truth, and therefore what you say is, and ultimately I believe in the real presence because you have said it. I remember a few years ago, a young man was beatified by the name of Carlo Acutis, and among some of his achievements was the documentation of the Eucharistic miracles. Young Acutis compiled many of the Eucharistic miracles, and one of them was the miracle of Siena. Actually, there were two miracles in Siena. One of them has roots in the 13th century and is well recorded in the book Eucharistic Miracles by John Carroll Cruz. It was in the 13th century that special services and festivities were introduced in honor of the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in 1730, 14th of August, during devotions for the vigil of the same feast, when most of the Sienese population and the clergy of the city were attending these services, thieves entered a deserted church of St. Francis and took advantage of the friar's absence, and they stole the Most Blessed Sacrament in a golden ciborium. It was only discovered the following day when the priest opened the tabernacle at the communion of the Mass. Later on, the fears were confirmed when a parishioner found the lid of a ciborium lying in the street. And so, the parishioners were in such anguish that it forced the cancellation of the traditional festivities for the Feast of Our Lady's Assumption. The Archbishop ordered public prayers of reparation, while civil authorities began a search for the consecrated hosts and for the thief. Eventually, the consecrated hosts were found in an offering box, and all of them were present, because they corresponded exactly to the number the Franciscan friars had estimated when the ciborium, 348 whole hosts and 6 halves. Long story short, the miraculously preserved hosts are still present with us today and are displayed publicly on various occasions. But especially on the 17th of each month, which commemorates the day that they were found after the first theft in 1730. With a unanimous voice, the faithful priests, bishops, cardinals, and popes have marveled at and worshipped the holy hosts, recognizing in them a permanent miracle, both complete and perfect, that has endured for over 250 years. Well, we turn to Our Lady, the woman of the Eucharist, asking her to sustain us in our Eucharistic faith. I thank you, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations which you have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask your help to put them into practice. My Immaculate Mother, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 minutes past the hour. Today's liturgical day begins in 2 minutes on Daybreak.
This is it, the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. Our need by the end of the day today at 5 Central, $3 million. Nice big even number. Each hour needs to be a nice big even hour. Thanks for doing your best. We just need you to do your best. God loves a cheerful giver, and so do we. Pray about it. Talk it over with your sweetheart and pick up the phone, won't you, at 877-291-0123, or like more and more folks each and every pledge drive, giving electronically. Online, a great way to go at relevantradio.com or on the mobile app as well. Won't take you more than 2 minutes, I promise, and you can do great things to help Relevant Radio to continue to give hope. We're all set up to help make you a great steward of your money and our money, too, with a 100% match. That's right, that continues this hour, too, for each and every gift, everything matched 100%. A $500 gift matched with $500, a $10,000 gift matched with $10,000, a $25 gift matched with $25. The math is easy. You just add it up, and it's not easy to have great listeners, but we do, thanks to you. Can you be a great donor today, too? Thanks so much. Be generous. 877-291-0123.
And I've told you about making online gifts. You can use the Relevant Radio app or go to relevantradio.com. And if you do, we have a special gift for you. A download of our brand new MP3, The Power of the Memorare by Father Rocky. This is our gift to you for your online donation, in addition to regular giving premiums. But this is only available with online gifts. So go now to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Our goal is $3 million, and that's just to keep Relevant Radio operating for another 3 months. We need your help. We need your prayers, but this time, we need your financial support, too. So please make your gift. Give hope. The number to call is 877-291-0123. Or if you want to receive that free MP3 download, go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app and give hope. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Friday, May 6th, 2022, Friday of the third week of Easter. I'm Paul Sadek. We join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips.
And my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him. Seek the face of the God of Jacob.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Who is He? The King of glory. He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is risen. Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God.
Alleluia.
Save me, O God, for the waters have risen to my neck. I have sunk into the mud of the deep, and there is no foothold. I have entered the waters of the deep, and the waves overwhelm me. I am wearied with all my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes are wasted away from looking for my God. More numerous than the hairs on my head are those who hate me without cause. Those who attack me with lies are too much for my strength. How can I restore what I have never stolen? O God, you know my sinful folly. My sins you can see. Let those who hope in you not be put to shame through me. Lord of hosts, let not those who seek you be dismayed through me. God of Israel, it is for you that I suffer taunts, that shame covers my face, that I have become a stranger to my brothers, an alien to my own mother's sons. I burn with zeal for your house, and taunts against you fall on me. When I afflict my soul with fasting, they make it a taunt against me. When I put on sackcloth in the morning, then they make me a byword, the gossip of men at the gates, the subject of drunkards' songs. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I am worn out with crying, with longing for my God. Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar.
Alleluia.
I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
This is my prayer to you, my prayer for your favor. In your great love, answer me, O God, with your help that never fails. Rescue me from sinking in the mud. Save me from my foes. Save me from the waters of the deep, lest the waves overwhelm me. Do not let the deep engulf me, nor death close its mouth on me. Lord, answer, for your love is kind. In your compassion, turn towards me. Do not hide your face from your servant. Answer quickly, for I am in distress. Come close to my soul and redeem me, ransom me, pressed by my foes. You know how they taunt and deride me. My oppressors are all before you. Taunts have broken my heart. I have reached the end of my strength. I looked in vain for compassion, for counselors. Not one could I find. For food, they gave me poison. In my thirst, they gave me vinegar to drink. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I needed food, and they gave me gall. I was parched with thirst, and they gave me vinegar. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
As for me in my poverty and pain, let your help, O God, lift me up. I will praise God's name with a song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving, a gift pleasing God more than oxen, more than beasts prepared for sacrifice. The poor, when they see it, will be glad, and God-seeking hearts will revive. For the Lord listens to the needy and does not spurn his servants in their chains. Let the heavens and the earth give him praise, the sea and all its living creatures. For God will bring help to Zion and rebuild the cities of Judah, and men shall dwell there in possession. The sons of his servants shall inherit it. Those who love his name shall dwell there. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. God, our Father,
To show the way of salvation, you chose that the standard of the cross should go before us, and you fulfilled the ancient prophecies in Christ's Passover from death to life. Do not let us rouse your burning indignation by sin, but rather through the contemplation of his wounds. Make us burn with zeal for the honor of your church and with grateful love for you.
Seek the Lord, and you will live. Alleluia.
Christ Jesus, you have risen from the dead. Alleluia.
Let the heavens and the earth rejoice. Alleluia.
A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud, with a rainbow about his head. His face shone like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. In his hand, he held a little scroll, which had been opened. He placed his right foot on the sea, and his left foot on the land, and then gave a loud cry like the roar of a lion. When he cried out, the seven thunders raised their voices too. I was about to start writing when the seven thunders spoke, but I heard a voice from heaven say, "Seal up what the seven thunders have spoken and do not write it down." Then the angel whom I saw standing on the sea in the land raised his right hand to heaven and took an oath by the one who lives forever and ever, who created heaven and earth and sea along with everything in them. There shall be no delay. When the time comes for the seventh angel to blow his trumpet, the mysterious plan of God, which he announced to his servants the prophets, shall be accomplished in full. Then the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, "Go, take the open scroll from the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." I went up to the angel and said to him, "Give me the little scroll." He said to me, "Here, take it and eat it. It will be sour in your stomach, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the little scroll from the angel's hand and ate it. In my mouth it tasted as sweet as honey, but when I swallowed it in my stomach, it turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again, for many people and nations, languages and kings." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
When the trumpet sounds, God will have accomplished the mysterious plan,
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia.
Then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and majesty,
which he announced to his servants the prophets. Alleluia.
From a sermon by Saint Ephrem, Deacon. Death trampled our Lord underfoot, but he in his turn treated death as a high road for his own feet. He submitted to it, enduring it willingly, because by this means he would be able to destroy death in spite of itself. Death had its own way when our Lord went out from Jerusalem carrying his cross. But when, by a loud cry from that cross, he summoned the dead from the underworld, death was powerless to prevent it. Death slew him by means of the body, which he had assumed. That same body proved to be the weapon by which he conquered death. Concealed beneath the cloak of his manhood, his Godhead engaged death in combat. But in slaying our Lord, death itself was slain. It was able to kill natural human life, but was itself killed by the life that is above the nature of man. Death could not devour our Lord unless he possessed a body. Neither could hell swallow him up unless he bore our flesh. And so he came in search of a chariot in which to ride to the underworld. This chariot was the body which he received from the Virgin. In it, he invaded death's fortress, broke open its strong room, and scattered all its treasure. At length he came upon Eve, the mother of all the living. She was that vineyard whose enclosure her own hand had enabled death to violate, so that she could taste its fruit. Thus the mother of all the living became the source of death for every living creature. But in her stead, Mary grew up, a new vine in place of the old. Christ, the new life, dwelt within her. When death, with its customary impudence, came foraging for her mortal fruit, it encountered its own destruction in the hidden life that fruit contained. All unsuspecting, it swallowed him up, and in doing so released life itself and set free a multitude of men. He who was also the carpenter's glorious son set up his cross above death's all-consuming jaws and led the human race into the dwelling place of life. Since a tree had brought about the downfall of mankind, it was upon a tree that mankind crossed over to the realm of life. Bitter was the branch that had once grafted upon that ancient tree, but sweet the young shoot that has now been grafted in, the shoot in which we are meant to recognize the Lord whom no creature can resist. We give glory to you, Lord, who raised up your cross to span the jaws of death like a bridge by which souls might pass from the region of the dead to the land of the living. We give glory to you who put on the body of a single mortal man and made it the source of life for every other mortal man. You are incontestably alive. Your murderers sowed your living body in the earth as farmers sow grain, but it sprang up and yielded an abundant harvest of men raised from the dead. Come then, my brothers and sisters, let us offer our Lord the great and all-embracing sacrifice of our love, pouring out our treasury of hymns and prayers before him who offered his cross in sacrifice to God for the enrichment of us all. Death, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting. But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
We have the spirit of faith, by which we believe that he who raised Jesus to life will also raise us up with Jesus.
But thanks be to God, who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia.
Let us pray. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
26 minutes before the hour. We'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes. Also, In Conversation with God in Morning Prayer, coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope. I'm Paul Sadek, along with Glenn Leverins, as we take a little break from Daybreak to stretch our hands out and ask for your support to keep Relevant Radio operating for another 3 months. You know, I could talk a lot about all of the expenses to keep a radio network and a couple hundred radio stations operating, but I think you want to hear about how Relevant Radio is instrumental in saving souls. It's amazing how many stories we hear from people who are coming back to church for the first time in years or coming into the Catholic Church for the first time ever, and they tell us that Relevant Radio was part of the reason that they came back. So please, call with your pledge, give hope, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app.
Not going to bug you about it. Next week, it's the final day of the Relevant Radio Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive. We need to hear from you right now. Our needs still unfulfilled out there by 5 o'clock Central Time at $3 million. That'll help Relevant Radio keep going strong for 3 more months on nearly 200 stations around the country, around the globe, online, on the mobile app as well. Your gift right now gives hope, helps us to keep that programming on, that prays with you every day, that prays for you each and every day, that answers those questions. Great apologists and priests and bishops on a regular basis here, answering your faith questions, inspiring you, helping to bring souls back to church, back to the sacraments, into church for the very first time. All those things give hope. We give hope to one another. You're not alone in wanting to practice your faith and learn more about it, and wanting your family to learn their faith, and wanting perfect strangers to know the love of Christ as well. Thanks for being generous. Everything matched 100%. Get a hold of us on the phone at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Friday of the third week of Easter, May 6th, 2022. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Bread of Life discourse continues. The Lord has just told the people that the bread that he will give is his flesh for the life of the world. And that's where we pick up the story from the sixth chapter of the Gospel of John.
The Jews then disputed among themselves.
How can this man give us his flesh to eat?
Truly, truly I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is food indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me will live because of me. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not such as the fathers ate and died. He who eats this bread will live forever.
This he said in the synagogue as he taught at Capernaum.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group, daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Let's talk about the communion of saints. All it means is that we're all in this together, whether we're here in our earthly life, in heaven, or in purgatory. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. The communion of saints extends even to the most unfortunate Christian. However much he finds himself on his own, he knows that he never dies alone. The whole church stands beside him to give him back to the God who created him. The communion of saints is a fact that goes beyond time. Each act which we perform in charity has limitless repercussions. On the last day, we will be given to understand the incalculable reverberations which the words, actions, or institutions of a saint and of ours have had in the history of the world. We all need one another. We can all help one another. In fact, we are continually sharing in the spiritual goods common to the whole church. At this moment, someone is praying for us, and our soul is being vitalized by the suffering, the work, or the prayer of people whom we perhaps do not even know. One day, in the presence of God, at the moment of the particular judgment, we will see these immense contributions which kept us afloat on many occasions, and on others, helped us draw a little closer to God. If we are faithful, we will also contemplate with immense joy how our sacrifices, work, and prayers were effective in helping other people. Perhaps we will see the salvation of others as due in great measure to our prayer, our mortification, our good deeds. We share in this communion of spiritual benefits in a singular manner through the Holy Mass. The unity of all the members of the Church, even of those furthest away, is perfected every day around the body of the Lord, which is offered for His Church and for the whole of humanity. All Christians, by the communion of saints, receive the graces of every Mass, whether the celebrant offers it before thousands of people or is helped by a server who is a child, perhaps distracted. St. Gregory the Great expresses in a graphic and pedagogic manner the marvelous effectiveness of the Mass. "It seems to me," he says in one of his homilies, "that many of you know the story I am going to tell you. It is said that not very long ago a man was taken prisoner by his enemies and led to a distant part of the country. Since he was a long time there and his wife did not see him coming home, she thought he was dead. So she had Mass said for him every week. And as many times as his wife had Mass offered for the forgiveness of his sins, on each occasion the chains of his captivity loosened. When he came back later to his own town, he told his wife with wonderment how on certain days of the week the chains which bound him in his cell loosened by themselves. When his wife thought of the times and the days this happened, she recognized that he was freed when the holy sacrifice was being offered for his soul, as far as she could remember. Many chains are broken for us every day, thanks to the prayer of others." In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 18 minutes before the hour. We pray now with the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Thank you. Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Have mercy on me, God, in your kindness. In your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin.
My offenses, truly, I know them. My sin is always before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned. What is evil in your sight, I have done.
That you may be justified when you give sentence, and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born. A sinner was I conceived.
Indeed, you love truth in the heart. Then in the secret of my heart teach me wisdom. O purify me, and I shall be clean. O wash me, I shall be whiter than snow.
Make me hear rejoicing and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. From my sins turn away your face, and blot out all my guilt.
A pure heart create for me, O God, but a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit.
Give me again the joy of your help. With a spirit of fervor sustain me, that I may teach transgressors your ways, and sinners may return to you.
O rescue me, God, my helper, and my tongue shall ring out your goodness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise.
For in sacrifice you take no delight, burnt offering from me you would refuse. My sacrifice, a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart, you will not spurn.
In your goodness, show favor to Zion, rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifice, holocaust offered on your altar.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Father, he who knew no sin was made sin for us, to save us and restore us to your friendship. Look upon our contrite heart and afflicted spirit, and heal our troubled conscience, so that in joy and strength of the Holy Spirit, we may proclaim your praise and glory before all the nations.
Lord, wash away my guilt. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Christ bore our sins in his own body as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia.
Let my eyes stream with tears day and night without rest over the great destruction which overwhelms the virgin daughter of my people, over her incurable wound.
If I walk out into the field, look, those slain by the sword. If I enter the city, look, those consumed by hunger. Even the prophet and the priest forage in a land they know not.
Have you cast Judah off completely? Is Zion loathsome to you? Why have you struck us a blow that cannot be healed?
We wait for peace to no avail, for a time of healing, but terror comes instead. We recognize, O Lord, our wickedness, the guilt of our fathers, that we have sinned against you.
For your name's sake, spurn us not, disgrace us not the throne of your glory. Remember your covenant with us, and break it not.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Christ bore our sins in his own body, as he hung upon the cross. Alleluia. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia. Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us. We belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Go within his gates, giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With joy and gladness we cry out to you, Lord, and ask you, open our hearts to sing your praises and announce your goodness and truth.
Let us pray. God, devoted to us as a father, you created us as a sign of your power and elected us, your people, to show your goodness. Accept the thanks your children offer, that all men may enter your courts, praising you in song.
Come into the Lord's presence, singing for joy. Alleluia.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The God of our fathers has raised up Jesus, whom you put to death, hanging him on a tree. He whom God has exalted at his right hand as ruler and savior is to bring repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. We testify to this. So too does the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
He hung upon the cross for us.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
The Lord is risen from the tomb. Alleluia, alleluia.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood shall live in me, and I in him. Alleluia. Let us pray to God the Father, who gave us new life through the risen Christ. Give us the glory of your Son. Lord our God, your mighty works have revealed your eternal plan. You created the earth, and you are faithful in every generation.
Hear us, Father of mercy.
Give us the glory of your Son. Purify our hearts with your truth, and guide them in the way of holiness,
so that we may do what is pleasing in your sight.
Give us the glory of your Son. Let your face shine upon us,
that we may be freed from sin and filled with your plenty.
Give us the glory of your Son. You gave the apostles the peace of Christ.
Grant peace to your people and to the whole world.
Give us the glory of your Son. And now we offer the intentions of our own hearts. Let us pray to the Lord.
Give us the glory of your Son.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have come to know the grace of the Lord's resurrection may, through the love of the Spirit, ourselves rise to newness of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
It's not too late to make your pledge and give hope. Call 877-291-0123 or pledge online safe and secure at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. Morning Air is not coming up. The pledge drive continues in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you Sunday morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.